Hello, David.
Hello, Sean. Fellas, we survived the big weather last night.
Yes.
Stayed dry for the most part.
Yes, but man, I tell you what, and we will talk about ticket weekend adventures at 2:15, but last night was definitely an adventure on the way home from the late softball game in Rowlett. So I live about 55 minutes away, and Lando, I know you have a pretty good trek. I think we all had a pretty good trek last night, and I think that was some of the most spectacular lightning I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, top five.
It wasn't. I only lived 20 minutes away. I didn't have near the trek that you did.
Okay.
But I got home and I opened the windows. I opened the screen door and I was just enjoying the evening.
Did you go to the Shire first just to?
Well, I mean, I live in the Shire. I'm basically mayor of the Shire.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just never leave.
He can always have the doors and windows open if he wants.
That was a good ticker, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You rebounded.
Much.
Is everything okay in the control room?
I know how much time I have before we come back from break. I didn't anticipate there was going to be a dude from corporate just standing in front of the machine for me to check out.
Okay, so it wasn't Mickey Mouse this time?
No.
So what were
banana related.
I was a little worried because, as you know, Ham never goes to the bathroom up here. He never leaves the control room. Like, but twice in the past 2 weeks now, it's been Mickey Mouse and then corporate guy. In the break room.
Okay, so what
so
were
you're
you...
not you're not slipping. I'm a little worried.
What were you purchasing?
I went to get a water because I feel a little dehydrated after the baseball or the softball games yesterday.
Okay, let's not bury the lead.
You're scoring a game.
You're drinking water now.
Oh
yeah, it's DEFCON 2 in here.
Did you get a Dr. Pepper chaser?
I have one with me. Yeah.
You just have to.
It's funny
God, I can't do that.
Too bitter. To tell me, I'm going to get a water. Don't be alarmed. Everything's fine, but I'm going to get a water. Because he knows that if I see him drinking a water, something has gone awry.
Well, cheers. You deserve that water.
But he did not leave himself any room for error when he timed out how long it would take him to go get that water.
Well, the guy decided to set up camp right in front of the machine to check out.
All of a sudden, I'm wondering, why is Lando looking at me in there?
And that's the thing. Like, when you do that job for long enough, you have that clock in your head where you know exactly how much time. Like, for me, when I was doing that, if I'd go to the restroom after Why Today Doesn't Suck or before E! News or whatever, like, I knew exactly how much time, and I wouldn't do it during the segments because I didn't want to miss anything, but there were a couple times, because I knew I could get back in time, whatever, but if there was a little bump in the road, I knew I was going to be late. Do you have that, my e-break? So this was, it's probably my last year running the board. And we have to have our key fobs to get through the door here.
Oh, yeah.
Always have it in my pocket, but for whatever reason...
We're very secure up here.
Yes.
The Cumulus
nobody can make it in here.
Unless Corby lets you in.
That's true. He'll let anybody in. But I forgot my key fob this day, so I'm at the door, and I think Ham was doing the top 10, and I'm trying to call Ham, like, hey, I'm 5 feet away. Can you come let me in? Wasn't answering. So I was out there, and I knew I'm going to miss traffic in the ticker. Like, I just knew it. I'm like, Danny can handle this. He can just slide over. And this is what happened.
It looks like there's a couple of these also.
Oh, okay. We can play all of them. Just play one of them.
Or
see what one this is.
Well, there's traffic all over the Metroplex. I would avoid 635. I would also stay away from 35 and 114. They all seem to be a mess. With the tickets, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Nikki Granton.
Miss Richardson, this report is service.
Man. Yeah, and our traffic reports are on the computer there, so nobody else can play it other than the board op. And I was a good 45 seconds late.
So hang on. Was that Corby or Danny?
That was Corby. Danny had no idea what it was. He was watching a Metallica concert from 91 or something.
I mean, Nikki Granville did traffic like...
That's just the first name he
late
pulled.
Late 90s, early aughts. That's amazing.
So I think that was the one where I was stuck in the hallway and walked in at the end. Is there another one?
Yeah, this one says, Mino is making to-do Mrs. Traffic.
Okay.
.com.
Same thing. I'm just late. So see if we get anything else from our friends on the hard line. Just laying out, I guess. Just let it all play.
Well, it's very slow out there. I believe traffic is at a standstill right now. Especially in the control room, where Mino must be pooping or something.
Hi, P1.
Oh, there we go.
But the cars are all stacked up out there.
We're doing traffic, Mino. Play the real one.
Expect delays on 75.
Oh, no.
And I like how they just don't know what's going on. They just let it play out.
I never noticed how hard the traffic bed goes. Like, that baseline is thumping.
That drives. It's a good one. But yeah. That's
amazing.
So, for the, 8 years I did that, I missed twice. I'll take that.
That's fine.
I'll take being late 2 times. We know what's going to happen from time to time. But yes, Ham, you've done good. It's just 2 in the past 2 weeks.
I mean, one was Mickey Mouse. Funny. I couldn't help it.
You can't turn down Mickey Mouse.
Just go slow on that water in there. I don't want your body to just immediately reject it if you drink too much too
fast.
I'm
going to sip this.
Well, we're going to have some fun today. As we said, Ticket Weekend Adventures at 215. The Rangers actually won a road series, 2 out of 3 in D.C. 235, we'll talk about that. We'd had an NBA Finals game last night that wasn't all that good, but we also had former Maverick head coach Don Nelson in the house for game 2, getting an award, and we'll hear a little bit from him. And we'll talk a little Cowboys because, yes, tomorrow the mandatory minicamps begin out at the Star. But Ham's water run sort of derailed what we were going to get to here. And this,
no, it's okay.
You don't strike me as somebody that wants a sugary confection, especially as one you drink. But because, I mean, you're so svelte, you're so hot, you're drinking a water right now.
Of course.
But you came across a very interesting soda machine over the weekend.
Yeah, so Saturday morning, I go to the store. It's a store where you can get your groceries, you can get your clothes. You have everything there. And there's a coffee shop in the big old store. So going to get my Saturday morning coffee.
So it's a store that's sort of adjacent to archery, perhaps.
Sure, okay. Yes. You can shoot your arrow. There it is. Right there. There's one right by me. So I go there, get my coffee, and in that same coffee shop, there is this slushy machine. There's a lot of big stores will have slushies that kids can get. Slushies, Slurpees, Icies is what it is. And you have your classic flavored Icy, you have your cola flavor, you have your cherry flavor. And I'm not going to get one. I just noticed the machine and I notice there's a yellow Icy. And I'm looking at it.
So we talking lemon? We talking pineapple?
That lemon would sound pretty good. Sure. I would try that.
Banana sandwiches. Maybe not a banana sandwich Icy, but a banana Icy. Sure.
And this derailed my entire morning because it is a Peeps marshmallow flavor Icy. And I order my food. I'm like, I have to take a picture of this because I don't know who's buying this. I don't know if it's kids. I don't know. Ham strikes me as a Peeps guy.
He played applause now.
He co-signed it.
Ham, have you tried the Peeps Icy?
I have not, but that sounds very interesting.
Do you eat the actual Peeps around Easter?
Yeah, what I'll do is, so I don't go overboard with them, I'll crack open the container so they get hard, and I think that encapsulates insulates the goodness on the inside, so I could string it out for a week or two.
Interesting.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me that Ham likes Peeps. It's
just
fitting,
sugar.
Even though,
it's marshmallow and sugar. That's all it is.
So I tweet that picture out.
Walter White way of improving on the formula.
I kind of like the hard texture on the outside for him.
Ham's Candy Lab.
Ham, I will bring you one of these Peeps Icies if you want to try it.
Yes, please.
I'll bring you a large one.
Bring him a Route 44.
I'm doing that for. I'm just being nice to the crew now. I brought Lando a beer on Friday. I'll bring Ham some Peeps Icy. This week, I'm just trying to wonder who
sounds terrible.
Drinks this. It's got to be for kids, right?
Children, yes.
There's no adult walking in to big archery store.
Oh, I wouldn't say
and
no adult.
Saying, hey,
I mean,
well,
in general,
Ham.
Though, Icies are for kids anyway, right?
Yes, they are, but
you shut
when's
your
the,
mouth.
When's the last time you guys have had an Icy?
Oh, a couple months back.
I've
really?
Had one as an adult, but... Not that often.
At a movie? You go to a movie, get some popcorn and an Icy?
Sure, and having children too, if you're out and about, they want one. Of course, dad's going to get one too. Okay. Who's paying for all
that's
of
that? That's
right. You know?
Got to double down.
Get a little white cherry going. Oof.
And peeps are for one weekend of the year, right? Like ham, you'll get peeps around Easter.
No, they make Halloween ones too and Christmas.
Halloween and Christmas.
So are they still like the little animals at Halloween, or do they do like spooky things? Like
they're spooky
goblins?
Things. They're ghosts. Or sometimes it's like the head of Frankenstein or whatever. Christmas, it's like Santa, maybe reindeer.
Interesting.
Pretty good.
My wife's having to stand at the store being like, why do I have to buy these for my GD husband? What a joke.
Come to think about it, I don't know if I've ever tried one. They just don't look appealing to me.
They're not good.
No, I used to hide my consumption of peeps from my parents. I used to hide it underneath my mattress.
Like you were drugs
like
or something?
Yeah, most of them were hiding there.
Like,
it was
like porno magazines. Like I had peeps instead.
He's hiding candy. Peeing heavyweights?
Peep House magazine.
Ham, we have to have a talk. What's next, Ham? As your, I just assume
do
your
you need help?
You ham.
Wouldn't your parents have loved that? Weren't they just trying to get you to ingest any calories you could?
No, not candy, though. They actively told me they're not going to buy me peeps anymore.
You're cut off.
They drew a line in the sand.
Yeah. It was a bridge too far for them.
We need to do Ham's top five candies sometime soon.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he is an artisan of the candy.
Look at him, he's already writing stuff down.
He's taking notes.
Got a power rink.
So he throws his water away.
Well, maybe at some point this week we'll get the ham candy.
Ham, I'll get it for you. I'll get you that icy. You deserve it.